Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's TPXY, 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy. Time for Breezy's big movie review. And this week, on the first day of fall, spooky season.
Spooky.
You watched the movie Candyman.
I did.
Released on October 16th, 1992. A skeptical graduate student, Helen Lyle, befriends Anne-Marie McCoy while researching superstitions in a housing project on Chicago's near North Side. From Anne-Marie, Helen learns about the Candyman, a knife-wielding figure of urban legend that some of her neighbors believe to be responsible for a recent murder. After a mysterious man matching the Candyman's description begins stalking her, Helen comes to fear that the legend may be all too real. Spooky. As far as its rating, 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 61% on Metacritic. So not great, not bad, about right, I guess, as far as that. There's some important backstory before we get to your review, Breeze, that we need to catch the listeners up on. This movie has terrified me my entire life.
Yeah, Corey, why don't you share with the class of how many years you've been in therapy because of this movie?
I mean, I probably should go at this point, but even this music, getting the willies. Ugh, let's turn it off.
Candyman. Stop it.
Is there any? I can see a mirror in your clawfist right now. You be careful. I don't have to get a new co-host again. So when I was young, let's see, probably 10, 12 range, I guess I could say, somewhere around there. I saw this movie at my very first sleepover. It's at Kyle Antos' house.
Kyle. Mm-hmm. Great kid, good heart, good family.
Yep, bunch of us slept over, had our sleeping bags, and they said, "Let's watch a scary movie." I said, "Sure, yeah, it sounds good." And they threw
on—he's pooping his pants.
Threw on Candyman, and it scarred me for life. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm not over exaggerating when I say that I'm still freaked out by mirrors to this day. I especially in the dark, freaks me out. And a lot of the time in these situations, there's a movie that really freaked you out as a kid.
Right.
You go back after and you watch it as an adult and you can kind of get over it because obviously
it's
with
fine.
Time and, and age, a lot of it seems comical. Like I think of like all the Freddy Krueger movies, for example.
Right.
Like that also scared me as a kid. I've seen them since and it's like kind of comical now and I'm not afraid of it anymore.
Right.
For whatever reason, and I think we all have at least one movie like this in our lives, I can't bring myself to watch this one again. I've seen it, like, it's on Showtime every now and again. I see it pop up in the guide, and, like, I won't even put, like, I don't even want to be on it. Like, I'm skipping over that slide in the guide just because, this freaks me out. So you watched it, Breeze.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, Corey, but I hate to be the one to tell you this.
Yeah.
But Candyman, the remake, was supposed to drop this year.
I did see they were making a remake.
It got pushed because of the pandemic.
Good.
It's coming out in 2021.
Stay away.
Are you going to see it?
No. If I, okay.
Not even the new one?
If I didn't want to go back and watch the old one, why would I want to watch the new one and be terrorized all over again? That one will definitely be scary because they're going to update everything.
It's like a sequel, though.
The thing about going back and watching the original is that it can become comical because of how far effects and things like that have come, right? That's not going to be the case for the new one, like It, for example. Like, mm-hmm. The new It ones, it was mostly jump scares, but scared the crap out of me. You go back and you watch the old one, not as bad.
So, it's funny, just a quick blurb before we get started here.
Yeah.
When Rach and I were watching this movie last night, it came out in 1992.
Correct.
And you said this was your first scary movie you saw. Mm-hmm.
So it came out, I guess I was 9 then, if this came out in 92. Maybe like 10 because I think it was on VHS.
Okay. So you were...
Oh, God. You're going to say, I wasn't even born yet.
No, but isn't it crazy to think that like you were 11 when I was born?
Sure.
And you were
I get it.
Watching scary movies and doing sleepovers when I was...
Yep.
Being made.
I'm old. You're not. Oh, God. Being made. Talk about a scary thought.
All right. I just had to get that out there.
All right. Obviously. Thanks. Yep,
just any opportunity.
Well, right. You never take jabs at me for being old.
No, never.
Why would you?
So the movie Candyman, I didn't buy. It was on it was on my Roku TV for one of my subscriptions. Thank God. But a little bit of I thought the movie was good.
Okay.
I like the fact that we switched up the genres into scary horror. Love that.
We can do that. We can do some horror movies moving forward since we're in that season.
Yeah, I think we should.
That's fine.
Again, I don't truly understand the still to this day scared, or even back then, like, I don't think it was that scary per se. Like, yes, the guy was creepy and whatever, he popped up in the mirror like a couple times, but other than that, like, he was just walking on up,
just popping around.
Up on Helen, like, hey girl.
That's a very old school slasher thing, just walking around, menacingly walking around,
like,
is a thing.
No real jump scares.
Yeah.
The plot got a little tricky for me at the end to fully grasp. So, since you're an expert on Candyman, I guess I can ask these questions now.
It's been years, but okay, I'll try.
Again, an expert on Candyman.
I'm not an expert being afraid of it. I don't know about knowing it.
So, Helen, Candyman's real, right? Or is she just like... is she so into this that she's kind of getting so obsessed and
No, I think in the movie he's real because he's killing people with that hook, right?
But then she ends up killing someone.
Oh, maybe.
She ends up killing
plot twist.
Her husband.
Spoiler alert. Oh, maybe she was the one maybe she got so obsessed she was the
one
doing
it. That's what I was thinking.
Maybe.
She was in a straitjacket in a couple scenes.
Is that,
She went to jail she went to jail.
Yeah.
Met with the baby and the whole nine. So I really think that think that Helen was Candyman. She got so obsessed with this story and this idea.
That would make more sense than
legend
being real.
So the details are a little fuzzy for me. Could you
relate to Helen then because of how obsessed you get about things?
Well, yeah, I just make stuff up all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can definitely relate to Helen in the sense of getting so engulfed into one thing that you just, it absolutely takes over your body and
No one tell any urban legend stories to Breezy. It may turn her into a murderer.
Well, she was like doing a thesis on this guy.
Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah.
We don't even really know if it's real.
Right.
The children in it, though, like that was this little kid.
Refresh my memory. Again, it's been years.
So she's going around, she's doing a thesis on Candyman and the urban legend, and she's...
I'm staring.
A college professor.
I'm staring at the mirror behind Breezy. By the way, I just want you to know.
she's absolutely obsessed. She's going around interviewing people. Like, have you heard of Candyman? Have you witnessed him? Yada yada. And she's writing a legit report on it, thesis, what have you. And she's interviewing all these people. And she goes to the buildings, the projects is what they're calling it in there, of where Candyman was last seen and where his last murder took place, right? And she befriends and interviews this single mom with a baby, times are tough, yada yada, and she basically says, like, yeah, he lives here, he lives through this, like, he lives in this abandoned apartment, and her bathroom, the mirror, she pulls the mirror off and it's just a hole in the wall.
Creepy.
Yeah. Anyway, so she gets so obsessed, and then the baby ends up, super spoiler, but the baby ends up going missing, and then she goes to jail for killing the baby, and then she ends up killing her husband. So I think that, and Candyman pops up all the time, and he's like, come with me, like, you can do it, like, you're my victim, and I really don't think he's real.
Yeah, it's in your head. Don't. Yeah, the way, now that you say it, it sounds like that's the case. Okay. All right. So, you can again relate because she made things up, and so do you.
Obviously, the story though of Candyman, of how he is the way he is absolutely devastating and tragic. He has a hook for a hand. He was killed to death by bees. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah,
it's just not great.
Top ways I don't want to die by bees, for the record. Oof. It's really up there.
No.
All right. What is your overall takeaway? Did it make you afraid at all? I mean, again, it's 1992. How much did it hold up?
No, I wasn't that scared, but I am really looking forward to going to see the remake because I know it'll be better. And I know it'll be a little different.
Not even
obviously.
Part of you is like walking by a mirror, just kind of like second glance. No, nothing. Am I the only one afraid of this movie, by the way, Candyman?
I think so. Speaking of candy,
oh God.
Have you seen the movie Joyride?
Yes.
Candy cane.
Sure.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Good movie.
Is that all you had to add? I really liked how you pivoted to do that. That was a nice move.
I mean, you always say like, oh, you don't see any movies, but sure. I've seen that one. That's
all right,
a little movie.
Let's get to your popcorn rating for Candyman.
I'm going to say, you know, I didn't hate it, so I'm going to go 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 3
didn't
popcorn
hate
buckets.
It. Wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, but
it seems like you're psyched for the remake.
Didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a nice pregame, something to look forward to when it comes to 2021.
All right.
What's to come in the cinema industry.
Okay. All right. There you go. There you have it. Breezy's big movie review. Candyman, not that scary in her opinion. If you have suggestions for movies that she should watch, I guess we're going to stay in the horror genre.
For now,
for the next few weeks, you could jump onto the text line there at 585-222-9800. Breezy, can you give me a scaredy cat rating? 1 out of 10 for me for still being afraid of this movie.
12.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel great. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.